Today's topic for the shiur is the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. We'll start with a source number one on the sheet. It's from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was one of the Achronim, Rabbi Avraham Gambiner. I think he lived in the 1600s. He's one of the on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. He's the Shulchan Aruch's right hand man, so to speak. He's right there. The Magen Avraham. So we're starting in the third line of the Magen Avraham. I guess the picture that I took of it was very close. So the Magen Avraham is blown up big. This is in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. That's the halachos of lighting Shabbos candles. So he writes the following. He tells a little bit of a story that was common. Kosav Maharash B'Shem Maharam, the middle of the third line, Zal, Zechrono Levracha, Kishiyesh Chuppah Be'erev Shabbos, when you have a chuppah. Now, there used to be a custom. It was very expensive to make a fleishik meal and have guests over. So they would double up. They would make the suda for the wedding on Friday, to be the Friday night suda. So kishiyesh chuppah be'erev Shabbos. They used to make weddings on Friday afternoon. Uma'achrim ba at achar shkiyas achama. They would make it close to Shabbos. The wedding would be close to Shabbos. And by the time everybody would get home, it would be after sunset. Okay, now, what's the obvious problem? You come home, you've been gone for the last 3 hours, you can't light candles now, right? It's after sunset. We don't light candles after sunset. And the woman, she doesn't want to, you know, she could have, let's say the chuppah was not 3 hours, but let's say it was an hour long, because you can't light before Plag HaMincha. But let's say you lit your candles after Plag HaMincha, and then you went to the wedding. You accepted Shabbos, and then you went to the wedding. So they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do that. It wasn't convenient to be at the wedding, and it was already Shabbos for you. I guess, whatever was going on at the wedding, they didn't want to accept Shabbos so far in advance. So the Magen Avraham says, Oz tadlik haner below bracha kodem hachuppah. You can light the candles, go to the wedding, okay? You light the candles, you go to the wedding, below bracha. Now you don't say a bracha, when you light the candles. You go to the wedding. V'achar kach, we're in the second medium line now. V'achar kach, v'chashecha tifros yadala, neiros utavarich. And then she'll come back, the candles will be lit, she'll do the waving of the hands over her eyes, right? That is the custom that the women do. And then it'll be Shabbos for her. Oh, that's one option. So one option for this problem, again, for those who just came in. The issue is, we're talking about lighting candles on Shabbos. The issue is they used to make weddings on Friday afternoon, and the women would go to the wedding, and then by the time they would get home, it was after sunset, and they couldn't light Shabbos candles. So they had to figure out a way, how are they going to light their candles? So the Maharam, there's two ways to do it. The first way to do it is to light the candles. It has to be after Plag HaMincha. And then you go to the wedding, and then you come back, and you make the bracha, and you wave your hands, and you say all the tefillos. That's one way to do it. The other way, O Tomar La'akum, or say to, Akum is an acronym for Ovdei Kochavim Umazolos, which means, for us, a non-Jew. You ask a non-Jew, Lahadlik Achar HaChuppah, that the non-Jew should make the bracha, v'hi tevarech, and she'll make a bracha. The non-Jew will light the candles, and she'll make the bracha, adkan. Okay, that was the Maharam. The Maharam had two suggestions. One is, light the candles after Plag HaMincha. Go to the wedding, come back and make the bracha when it's already Shabbos, after sunset. The other option is to ask a non-Jew to do it. Says the Magen Avraham, v'tamuahi. This is a wonder. The lo shayich bracha b'deluka v'omedes. How could you make a bracha if you lit the candles an hour and a half ago? Va'od amir la'akum shvus. Now the rule is, this is widely misunderstood. The laws of amir la'akum, of asking a non-Jew to do something, widely misunderstood. The default position is, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something on your behalf. Okay? There are exceptions, if the non-Jew is doing it for themselves, or sometimes, depending on the level of prohibition and the need, if it's a tzorach mitzvah, or for a tzorach means a need, for a chola, for a sick person, or if it's if it's a hefsid, a loss, under certain specific conditions. Okay, depending on whether part of the factor is going to be, is it an Isser Daraisa or is it an Isser Durabanan that they're going to be doing. All of these go into whether or not it's permitted. Complicated halachos, amira la'akum. But the default is that you're not allowed to do it. So shvus means asur midurabanan. So the Magen Avraham says, how could you come back after sunset and you're not allowed to light the candles? How are you allowed to ask the non-Jew? Umihu, so says the Magen Avraham, beis hay, that's not beis hillel, that's bein hashmashos. Bein hashmashos means, we know, Friday afternoon, starting already from sunset, from Shkiyas Achama, it's already Shabbos. Okay? Shabbos afternoon. Are you allowed to drive home after Shkiyas Achama? Shabbos afternoon, after Shkiyas Achama, you're allowed to drive home? The answer is no. You have to wait until Tseis HaKochavim. Why? Because from Shkia until Tseis is what's called Bein HaShmashos. It's an in-between, we're not sure. So we go L'chumra. That's why, even though every day is only 24 hours, Shabbos lasts over 25 hours. How is that possible if every day is 24? The answer is because we start sunset on Friday afternoon and we end Tseis HaKochavim when the stars come out on Saturday night. Okay, so Bein HaShmashos is a suffix time period. The halacha is you're allowed to do lo gazur hashvus Bein HaShmashos. You're allowed to have a non-Jew do something on your behalf. Certainly in the case of a mitzvah, you're allowed to have the non-Jew light the candles. Okay, those are the two options. And the Magen Avraham says the first one you can't do. The Maharam suggested lighting the candles after Plag HaMincha, going to the wedding, and then coming home and making a bracha. You can't make a bracha an hour and a half after you did the mitzvah. But he says the second one is okay. Why? You'll ask, because it's Bein HaShmashos. It's 10 minutes after sunset. 10 minutes after sunset is not Seis HaKochavim yet. Okay? And therefore, you're allowed to ask the non-Jew to light it on your behalf. That's the Magen Avraham. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger in source number two. Rabbi Akiva Eger, we met Rabbi Akiva Eger 2 weeks ago when we were learning about Hadlakos Neiros Chanukah, what happens when you had two candles on the third night, right? With that Shaila, we met Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger over here, Magen Avraham Samach Kuf is Sif Katan Yod Aleph. So if you look at the top of the Magen Avraham where I wrote the number one, right next to it, it's Yod Aleph. Sif Katan Yod Aleph. V'tamua hu delo shayach. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, La'anias daiti gam al idach takana. Also the other one. Remember, what did the Magen Avraham say? Maram gave two options. Either light the candles, don't make a bracha, and then come back after the wedding and make a bracha. The Magen Avraham said, you can't do that. But what about asking a non-Jew to light on your behalf? Magen Avraham said, you could do that. So, la'anias daiti, based on my humble opinion, gamal idach takana, also the other way the other solution, Ditomer Lagoy Lahadlik, to tell a non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles. Kasha, that's also not a good option. That's also difficult. Kevin de Ein Shlichos de Nachri. He ain't a madlekes, veich divarich. Okay? There's a rule, there's a concept in halacha called Shlichos, which is for somebody to perform something on your behalf. The halacha is, there's no Shlichos from a non-Jew to a Jew. A non-Jew can't perform something on your behalf. If you need something done, a mitzvah, let's say, the non-Jew can't do it on your behalf. It has to be a Jew. Okay? So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Ein Shlichos Anachri. How could he do the mitzvah on your behalf? He's going to light the candles, or she's going to light the candles, and you're going to make the bracha, but then there was no, right? They lit the candles. That's not going to work. V'ha'ikr l'fimai dekai malon, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, both of those were not good solutions. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I have a solution. You see, part of being a Rav is not only being able to answer yes or no, but also being able to be practical. Okay? There's an issue, and we have to solve the issue. We have to come up with a solution. So the first two solutions didn't work. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, but there's another solution. L'fimai d'kaim alon that which we hold the yichola lahasnos. We hold, there's a big machlokas about this, it's very unclear. But you can make a condition. You can normally, when a woman lights candles, she's accepted Shabbos upon herself. Okay, that's the custom because that's how women accept the Shabbos. So automatically, when a woman lights candles, it becomes Shabbos for her. That's why everybody knows, right? After the woman of the house lights candles, the man is still allowed to do malacha because it's not Shabbos for him, but it is Shabbos already for the woman who lit the candles. Okay, however, let's say there's a tzorech, a need. The yechola lahasnos al kalpanim litzorech. Okay, you're allowed to make a condition. I'm going to light candles, but I'm not accepting Shabbos yet. If you do that, al kalpanim litzorech. Now, it's a big machlokas if you're really allowed to do it. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in this case where there's a big need, which is otherwise you're not going to end up being able to go to the wedding and also do the mitzvah of hadlakas neros, so v'tadlik kodem, you're going to light earlier. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you light earlier, and you say, I'm not accepting Shabbos yet. And then, after the wedding, when you get home, you accept Shabbos. Okay, so there were two suggestions of the Maharam. The Magen Avraham got rid of one. And he said, the Magen Avraham said, it's not a good idea to light candles, not make a bracha, and then make a bracha an hour and a half later. That doesn't work. But, says the Magen Avraham, you could have a non-Jew light it. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger and say, you can't have a non-Jew do a mitzvah on your behalf. That's not going to help you. Ein shlichus lenachri. The non-Jew can't do the malacha. So let's take a look. You know what? Let's take a look. We're going to give two basic approaches to answer this question. Approach number one is in number three, where it says Har Tzvi. Har Tzvi is Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank is, as I mentioned, I guess you guys have heard about it, but Daniel and Ben Lando, I think it's their great-great-grandfather. He was a Rav in Yerushalayim, and his Sfarim were called Har Tzvi. So the Har Tzvi, in his Shailos Tshuvos, he writes the following. It's a little bit small and unclear. I'm going to read it to you. Ube'ikar hadar, he starts with a chakira. We said a lot of lumdus is in dissecting or analyzing the halacha. So what's the halacha? Ube'ikar hadavar, im ikar hamitzvah hi etzem maisa hadlaka. The main thing, he's talking about lighting Shabbos candles in general, is the main part of the mitzvah, the act of lighting, is that the mitzvah? O she'ikar hamitzvah hi she'yehe ner daluk, v'hi ora b'bayis. Or is the mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos not to strike a match and light a candle, but rather the mitzvah is to have light in your house? Aval etzem ma'aseh hadlaka lavi ikar hamitzvah. That's not really the ikar mitzvah itself. The ikar mitzvah itself is having the light. Of course, you can't have the light unless you strike the match. But that's the mitzvah is just to have light. Okay? He says, herachti vazeh b'makom acher. I wrote about this a lot in a different place. And I proved it miloshon Rambam. I proved it from a Rambam. This Rambam is going to be important. We're going to hopefully have time to get to it later. The Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Both men and women, they have to have a candle that's lit in their house. What does that sound like? Mashma. De'in maisa hadlaka isra ikra hamitzvah. It's not the act of lighting the candle that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the candle be lit in your house. Right? So the mitzvah is not the action of lighting, it's having the candle lit. And now we go to the second paragraph. The reason it's different is because it was on the next page in the Har Tzvi. And with this concept, that really the mitzvah of lighting candles is not to light the candles, but to have candles lit, I can answer the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. You see where this is going? Okay, good. Once you have that first paragraph, you see, you're like, yeah, boom, boom. Once you know this Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank put it together for us, but once you learn the Magen Avraham and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then you see what he says in the first paragraph, you say, of course, Al Hosha Kosov HaMagen Avraham, that which the Magen Avraham writes, Reish Samachim Al Sabkanal, that's our Magen Avraham, Shemevi B'Shem Haram, Dim Ichara Lahadlik HaNeros HaNachash Ki Yesachama, Tomar L'Nachur Lahadlik V'hi Tivarech. Just the suggestion was just tell the non-Jew to light the candles on your behalf and you make the bracha. The Hiksha Shamba Chadush Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot, that was source number two, asked the question, Ha ein shlichus la'akum, vim kein hi ein amadlekas, v'hech tivar chazeh. There's no shlichus, so there's no act of lighting. So how are you making a bracha? Ulefi ha'amur, the hadlakas ner shal Shabbos eino mitzvasa etzem hadlaka. Since we've already shown that the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is not to light the candles, Ela ikur hamitzvah hi hashtadlos shehi ner dolok v'yor meir babayis is to make sure, to see to it that there's candles lit in the house. V'zehu kiyum mitzvah. So that's how you fulfill the mitzvah, by making sure there are lights on. V'lachein afal pi shehagoy madlik. Even though the non-Jew is the one lighting the candle, mikamakom mikamen shu al pi dibura v'hishtadlusa. Since it is through her telling the non-Jew to light the candles, and her making sure that it happens, mikayemes ha-mitzvah b'zeh v'shapim mivarech etzal zeh shehud l'kayada. Of course you could do it. Of course you can do it. So the Hartzvi comes to answer the Magen Avraham's question, and the Hartzvi says, not a problem. The mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos, that mitzvah is just to see to it that the candles are lit. Okay. Now, that's an answer for the Magen Avraham against the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But I'm going to share with you that this is probably a classic, what we call Lishitasam. This is going to get fun. Lishitasam means that they said the same thing in other places. Says the Ramah, okay, this is not in the source sheet, the Ramah says, what happens if you lit candles? Now, this is relevant for us. We have electricity, and that's a whole other discussion. Electricity, what the mitzvah is. You can imagine, based on what we said, is the mitzvah to light or is the mitzvah to have light? That if the lights are on, maybe you shouldn't really have to light. Whether electric counts and what the mitzvah is. By the way, there's a difference between Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles. Right? Because it could be that Shabbos candles, maybe the mitzvah is to have light, whereas the menorah, the mitzvah is to light. Yeah. Specifically, olive oil. It could be that they're two opposite types of right. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is very different.
You can't benefit from the menorah.
But in Rosh, right? In Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Shabbos, which is that's why we do it, so that we can be mishdamish, we could use the light. Okay, very good. So you see that there's a big difference there. So the Ramah says, let's say you had the lights on in the house. The Ramah says the mitzvah of lighting candles. V'im haya haner dolek mibod yom. Mibod hayom gadol. The Ramah in Sif Dalet in Reish Samach Gimel says, if the candle was lit mibod yom, right? Earlier in the day, Friday morning, you turn the lights on. Yichabenu, you have to turn them off. V'yachsav yad lekenot tzorach Shabbos. The Ramah is talking about candles, obviously, because they didn't have electricity, but, okay? So, you had the candles lit already from Friday morning. And you had these big candles that were going to light and illuminate the house for Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Friday morning, too early to light Shabbos candles. You have to turn them out. You have to extinguish them and relight them. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You ready for this? The HaMitzvah Eina. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger a little bit earlier. The HaMitzvah Eina Rak Sheyiel Lo B'Shabbos Ner Dolok. The mitzvah is not just that you should have a candle lit in the house. Ela the mitzvahs HaHadlaka Atzmo L'Tzorech Shabbos. The mitzvah is to light a candle litzorech Shabbos. Ulechatchila roi sheyeh nikar shehadlaka lechavot Shabbos. It should be recognizable that you lit the candles lechavot Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when he explains that halacha, that you have to extinguish the candles and relight them, what does he say? He says, this mitzvah, now we can understand, by the way, why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't give the answer of the Har Tzvi, because he doesn't agree with it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the mitzvah is not to have candles, not just, obviously you have to have candles lit in the house. But it's not, that's not the mitzvah to have candles lit in the house. The mitzvah is to light a candle, l'chavot Shabbos. So that's why he asked the question on the Magen Avraham. Because the way he understood it, you can't just make a bracha like the Hartzvi said. You can't make a bracha because the house is lit. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that's not really the mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't give this answer. He asked this question, and he, what we call Tzorach Iyun, he left the Magen Avraham up in the air, comes along the Har Tzvi and says the Magen Avraham disagrees with it. Now, how do we know that the Magen Avraham really disagrees with it? So there's an interesting Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham says, he's talking about a mezuzah, okay? If you, let's say, you put up a mezuzah. You buy a house, you put up a mezuzah. Okay, I don't know. Your uncle brings you a mezuzah. He wants you to put it up the day you buy the house. Problem is, you're not moving into the house. Or you don't even own the house yet. I don't know. Whatever it is. You're not living in the house yet. The mitzvah is only when you move into the house do you need a mezuzah. So what happens? What do you do if you put up a mezuzah before you lived in the house? Now you come to live in the house. Says the Magen Avraham, Kishenichnas lodur besocho mevarech asher kedeshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lodur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to live in a house that has a mezuzah. So we see the Magen Avraham is saying what the Har Tzvi said by a different halacha. The mitzvah is to do what? To put up a mezuzah or to live in a house that has a mezuzah? So the Magen Avraham says, even though you did the maisa, the action of putting up the mezuzah when you weren't supposed, before you were chayiv to do it, that doesn't matter. You know why? Because there's a bracha to make for living in a house that has a mezuzah. Now, it's just interesting. It's not exactly the same because we don't change the bracha. We still say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. The bracha is not Baruch Hashem Kedem Machlam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvos Avitzivanu Lodur Babayis B'Shabbos Sheyesh Lo Ora. We don't say that. But by the mezuzah, he says, let's change the bracha. Instead of the bracha being on the kviya of the mezuzah, on the setting the mezuzah, putting it up, he says, the bracha is going to be to live in a house that has a mezuzah. Now here's the shtick. Here's the shtick. You ready for this? Rabbi Akiva Eger. In Shailos L'Tshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is the first volume. Last time we had Madura Tinyana. This is the first volume, Siman Tes. He writes, V'agav Odio, this is towards the end of Siman Tes. He writes a big chiddush. Now this is Rabbi Akiva Eger, who we learned when came to Hadlakas Nero, said, the mitzvah is not to live in a house that has light. Of course it has to have light, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light the candles, L'chavot Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, when it comes to mezuzah, Siman Tes is about Hilchos, well, it's about tefillin and lulav and also, but he gets into mezuzah and he writes, "V'mishi yatsa midirasa labayis acher ladrusham." He moves. V'yesham mezuzah mikfar sheniyach sham hadar harisham. He moves into a new house and the mezuzahs were left there. D'mechuyevu levarich ala mezuzah d'zeo mitzvah chadasha lo babayiseh. You move into a new house. The previous owner was Jewish. They left their mezuzah. You come into the house. There's nothing to put up. Right? Rabbi Akiva Eger says you make a bracha. What?
No,
there's no mitzvah to live in a house. Mitzvah to live in a house that has a mezuzah.
Yeah.
So we see in this context, Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to say, like the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
Right. So now, if we're going to assume that the mezuzah that we're saying that they're connected, then if Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying that by mezuzah, and we're going to say it's the same type of halacha as candle lighting, then the Rabbi Akiva Eger is contradicting himself. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger, by candle lighting, said that mitzvah is not to live in a house that has light. Now, obviously, I think you could easily get out of it. Who says that hadlakas neros is the same as mezuzah? But he signs off on this tshuva, Yedido Hakatan Akiva, okay? Rabbi Akiva Eger's parents' last name was not Eger, it was Ginz. Akiva Ginz, that's what he signs off. But he was raised by his uncle or something like that, and his uncle's name was Eger, and out of kavod for his uncle, he changed his name to Eger. Okay? Then, as a postscript, we would write P.S. He has a little paragraph after he signed his name, Achar Zman Rav Boli Yodi Sefer Birke Yosef V'ra'isi Shekosav B'Pshitos. He writes as an obvious bedina rishon anal the socher bayis sheish bo mezuzah the inam bevarich the lo tiknu habracha rak al shas kviyas hamezuzah. Rabbi Akiva Eger says at the end of the tshuva, he says, wait, but now I see. I thought it was obvious that you would just make a bracha because you're living in a house that has a mezuzah. But now I see, no, you only make a bracha if you put up the mezuzah, if you do the act of putting up the mezuzah. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger writes at the end. Now, I don't know the historical time frame of when he wrote what. But this tshuva is printed towards the beginning of all. This is the ninth tshuva. This is a five-volume set. This is the ninth tshuva in the first volume. So I wonder if Rabbi Akiva Eger, over the course of his life, maybe changed his mind about it. I don't know when he wrote his chidushim on Shulchan Aruch compared to when he wrote his tshuvas, but it's something interesting because in the tshuva itself, he sounds like he's agreeing with the Magen Avraham, and then after he signs his name, he says, but I see that the others disagreed, and he says, Uladina Tzarech Layin, I don't know. Now again, this is also a question of whether or not there's a connection between the candle lighting in the mezuzah. But either way, so we see that the Hartzvi answers the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. How could you ask the non-Jew to light candles and make a bracha? Ein shlichus la'akum, says the Hartzvi on behalf of the Magen Avraham, it's okay. Because the bracha is, the mitzvah of lighting candles is to live in a house that has lights. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says, no, the mitzvah is to light candles. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't answer this question. He left it as what we call a shverkeit, a difficulty, on the Magen Avraham. Okay, I just want to throw out one more. I want to go to the bottom source. I want to try to just flesh this out. Okay? Yeah? Okay. Quickly. I when the Hartzvi first quoted his, what was his source that the mitzvah is to live in a house that has candles lit? It was a Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos Perek Hei. In the bottom source, this is in the what's called the Chidushei Hagrach al Hashas, Reb Chaim in his Chidushim on Shas, and they have some, this piece happens to be from his son, the Briska Rav, the Griz, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev, or Revelvel. Okay, it says in the parentheses at the bottom. He starts like this, source number 4. Harambam Perakei Mehilcha Shabbos Kasav Hadlakas Ner Shabbos Ve'echad Anoshim Ve'echad Anoshim. This is a quote that the Hartzvi gave also. Chayavin Lios Bevatein Ner Dalak. There has to be a candle lit on Shabbos. Afilin Lamayochal Sashem V'chal Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Ubeperek Lamid Halacha Hey. Kasav. The Rambam says very differently. That was Perak Hey. What about Perak Lamed? Bitzarach Latakein Beso Mivod Yom Mipnei Kavod Shabbos V'yen Ner Dalak Shekol Ilu L'chavod Shabbos Hein. The lashon haRambam tzarich iyun. He's going to explain what the problem was. Sheba perakei kasav shedin ner dalak hu davka b'Shabbos, to light a candle on Shabbos. Uba perak lamed kasav shachiyav hadlaka hu mibod yom. And then in perak lamed he says you're supposed to light it before Shabbos. Va'od kasha mash kasav mibod yom. When else are you supposed to light the candle? What are you supposed to light? Did you think you were supposed to light the candles on Shabbos? Okay. Second paragraph. V'nira lomer de halachos Elohim shnei dinim nifradim. There's two separate halachos when it comes to lighting candles on Shabbos. Classic lumdus. De b'chiyav halacha yeh shnei dinim. Chad mishum oneg Shabbos v'chad mishum kavod Shabbos. Kavod v'oneg. There's two types of halachos. V'hem chalukim b'dineim. They are fundamentally different. De din hadlaka hu mishum oneg Shabbos shayach rak b'Shabbos atmo. Oneg Shabbos, and there's a Vilna Gaon about this, we're not going to have time for that. The Oneg Shabbos is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the mitzvah is to have things that are already lit. Masha Enkein Din Hadlaka Shumishim Kavod Shabbos, Ikra Mitzvah Shia Dolok Kvar Mibod Yom. Kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, you have to, the way that you honor, how do you show honor to the king who's coming? By preparing for his arrival. Okay? So before Shabbos, we do Kavod Shabbos, which is to prepare. On Shabbos, we do Oneg, which is to enjoy. Ubazeh Shapir Miyushav Lashon HaRambam. Dibaparakei Mayrimi Din Oneg. Ukumosh Kazav Sham Shezeu Bechlal Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam says it explicitly. Vzeh Hachiyav Shayach Davka B'Shabbos Atzma. And that only applies on Shabbos. Masha Enki Meperak Lamed. Deshamari B'chiyav Hadlaka Midin Kavod Shabbos. Perak Lamed is Kavod Shabbos. Okay? What does that do for us? So when the Har Tzvi said that the mitzvah is to have candles lit, it's true, but we see from the Briska Rav, it's really only one part of the mitzvah. He quoted one Rambam. There's two Rambams over here. That doesn't mean that you can't make a bracha on, there's still the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. You're still making the bracha on Oneg Shabbos. But we see from the Briska Rav that there's really two halachos of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, both connected to the mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos. So just to recap, the question was, you go to a wedding Friday afternoon, you're not going to get back till after sunset, what do you do? The Magen Avraham gave two options. He rejected the first one. The first one was light candles and then make the bracha much later. He rejected that. He said what you should do is, you should get a non-Jew to light for you. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, how could a non-Jew light for you? There's no shlichus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, better that you do something which we don't always do, but definitely in a case of great need you could do it. You light the candles, but you make a condition and make a tanai that you're not accepting Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't answer the question. He leaves it shver, difficult, on the Magen Avraham. Comes along Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he says that what's the mitzvah of lighting candles? Is it to live in a house that has candles lit, or is it to light the candles? He proves from the Rambam, and he has other sources. I mean, he mentions that he speaks about this at length other places, but he writes, the Har Tzvi writes, the mitzvah is to live in a house that has candles lit. If that's true, then even if the non-Jew lights it for you, they're not your shliach, It's not as if he's doing the mitzvah for you. You're doing the mitzvah yourself. Your mitzvah is to make sure that you have light in the house. That you're doing. Even though he's lighting the candles, you're still doing the mitzvah. You can make the bracha. We pointed out that Rabbi Kiva Eger earlier in Siman Reish Samach Gimel himself says very clearly, the mitzvah is not just to have candles lit in the house, it's to light the candle. And that's part why Rabbi Kiva Eger never answered the question of Magen Avraham, because according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's not a good answer. The Har Tzvi's answer is not a good answer. We also connected it to the halachos of mezuzah. We mentioned that the Magen Avraham also seems to have a concept of living in a house that has a mezuzah as opposed to making a mezuzah. We mentioned that Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuvas sounds like he's saying like the Magen Avraham, that it's possible to walk into a house, a new house, and make a bracha even though the mezuzah is already put up. And then after he signs off on that tshuva, he quotes another opinion and maybe he retracts. He definitely says tzarech iyun, what you're supposed to do practically. And then at the end we just pointed out that what the Har Tzvi said, Ratzvi Pesach Frank said, as obvious that it's the mitzvah to live in a house that has a candle based on a Rambam, we pointed out that Brisker Rav says there's really two halachos of candles, and it's based on two different Rambams. The one halacha is Oneg Shabbos, to enjoy the candles. Enjoy has to be, the candles have to be, you have to be in a house that's that the candles are lit. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to light candles before Shabbos, that's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. But still, the Har Tzvi's answer still works, that you're making a bracha on the Oneg Shabbos aspect of Hadlakas Neros. Thank you very much.